Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
What a strange weekend I've had. I'm just kind of starting to digest what actually happened now. Now I've just sat down and speaking to you. You know that awkward moment when you're on a bus in Dusseldorf, Germany, with all four members of the band Blue, and Duncan James comes up to you and asks what you've been saying about him on the radio?
Oh. Did you say you couldn't say?
Well, we've talked a while ago about the Duncan James incident, which we will never mention of again.
Well, hang on a minute, right. This Duncan James incident is an incident in which he was heavily involved.
He was.
How does he not know which... Because there's only been one incident.
We've never said what it is, though, have we?
Well, surely he must know, though.
But he was going... No, I don't think he's actually heard it. I think other people have been like... they're talking about you on Radio 1. So he was like, "Oh, hey, Millsy." They all call me Millsy, which I quite like. Especially Costa.
Millsy!
I went off him after he did the cash machine incident.
Oh, yeah, there's another
which
incident right there. Which you won't talk about, but was in the papers. As opposed to the Duncan James one, which hasn't been so far. I'm making it sound a lot worse than it is. It's actually not that bad.
Well, it is, though.
It's not, though.
It is, though.
He wasn't doing anyone any harm.
Has it ever happened to you?
No.
It's happened to me.
Has it? Has it?
Not in the same situation, but... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was going, what's all this you keep saying about me on the air, Millsy? And I'm like, nothing. It's just a joke. It's, you know, and just trying to completely... change and swerve the conversation all the time. But I think I managed to get away with it. Also, representing Ireland, Jedward. I was, and the reason I was there, by the way, was for the opening parties of the Eurovision Song Contest, semi-finals of which I'm covering on BBC Three this week. So that's why. And Jedward were there.
How were they?
They were hyper.
I saw them on TV on Saturday night and with their hair down, which looked really strange.
Very strange. They look a bit like Bieber with their hair down.
Yeah.
It's really odd. But no, their hair was up for most of the weekend. Trouble is, John's got a bit of a problem with his voice.
Oh, no.
When I first saw them, it was like a red carpet thing where everyone was like coming down, all the entrants from all the countries are coming down. And they shouted across, "Scott Mills, Scott Mills, you're the first person we've understood all the time we've been here." I was like, "Oh, that's really gonna make you feel very popular with the rest of the Europeans here. We're just chilling with Scott Mills." But no, there's a problem. John had to see a vocal coach yesterday because his voice is not holding up. I think he's a bit ill. But do you know what? They'll be fine. They're professionals. If they get through, they're in the semi-final because they're not guaranteed. Because the UK is guaranteed to be in the final. Jedward have got to get through the semi-final on Thursday night. So I hope John's voice holds up, don't you? Because that would be awful.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello, Jason Derulo.
Hey, man, what's up?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Are you still in bed?
I am still in bed.
So you're in bed where in the world?
Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. What time do you think you get up, Jason? Are you going to just have this chat with me and then just go straight back to sleep again?
No, actually. I got to get started with the day. I'm shooting the video today for Don't Want to Go Home, so...
Right, we're going to play your new song, Don't Want to Go Home, in just a minute, actually.
Nice.
Now, it's our big weekend coming up in 5 days, and you were there last year, weren't you, in Bangor at the big weekend?
I was, man. I had a blast.
Which was incredible. The weather was so hot, so you took your shirt off.
Yeah.
Now, you got a lot of new fans that weekend, I think, because you did that, you've got that special shirt that just rips off all at once. It's brilliant.
A special shirt? No, it was not a special shirt.
Oh, was it not?
No.
It looked like it was.
Nah, I just ripped it.
So that's not like a special trick shirt that just goes, bow, it's just a normal shirt.
It's just a normal wife beater.
Oh, I thought you would have like
a
wardrobe.
Is that not how you take your wife beaters off?
That's not how I take my shirt off, Jason.
No?
But if I had your body, I would wear a special shirt that...
Like a Velcro?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly that. I would get, like, a whole wardrobe of Velcro ones. Like,
I love it. I love it how you thought that was a special shirt.
I really did. It was just, it was one movement. It wasn't any kind of like, if it was me, I'd be really awkward. I'd be like, oh, no, it's not going to rip. Oh, this is rubbish. It'd all be a bit Incredible Hulk. But with you, it was just like, bang, one move, that was it.
You know, the first time I did it, I thought I would try to rip it and it would be like all mangled and just like huge. But you gotta rip it just right, man.
So we've got Lady Gaga this year. What do you think that's going to be like?
Oh, man, it's going to be incredible as usual.
Are you a fan?
I'm a fan and a friend, you know, absolutely. That was like my first tour, so we were on tour together for about 2 months.
Yeah. Do you still speak?
Yeah, we do.
That's brilliant. Jason, I want to take you back quickly to the Brit Awards, which you enjoyed, yes?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I want to know about the celebrity that weed on your very expensive shoes. Are you able to name who it was?
I can't, man. I can't. I don't think that would be the right thing to do.
Now, I have to say that it wasn't just... that you weren't just at the award ceremony. You were actually in the toilet at the urinal.
Right.
They didn't just come up and wee on Jason Derulo's shoes, because that would be weird and wrong. But there was...
there was splashage.
Right, okay. So there was a guy next to you at the urinal, and he gets a bit on your shoe, right?
Yeah.
He just needs to be more careful where he pees.
Absolutely, man. You gotta aim right.
Yeah, and he really didn't.
Nah.
Was he English or American?
English.
English. Is it someone in a boy band?
Possibly.
Okay, good. So it's an English boy band member. Was it Robbie Williams? Oh, God, it was Robbie Williams.
No, it was not.
Okay. Was it one of that band?
No.
Oh, right. I thought I had it then. I was like, ta-da! Robbie Williams weed on Jason Derulo's shoes.
Now you're guessing the names.
Well, I thought I'd just go in on that and see if you were going to tell me, but I really thought I'd hit jackpot there, but then it wasn't him. Okay, well, let's leave it. And, like, it's just going to be the incident that we'll never talk about again.
All right.
So tell us about your new song, please, because we're about to play it any second.
Ah, man, don't want to go home. Man, I really wanted to create something that would be a feel-good song, you know, something that was just like a real, real feel-good record. And I feel like I've created the ultimate one, and I couldn't be more excited, man. I'm through the roof about sharing it with everyone, and through the roof about, you know, sharing this video. It's you know, a new beginning.
Thank you, Jason. Speak to you soon.
My absolute pleasure, man. Talk to you soon.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
And now here's our friend Matt Edmondson. Hi, Matt.
Hello, Scott Mills. How are you?
I'm very good. Just to say that I will get changed into my awards.
You look ridiculous today. What's going on?
I don't know.
Are those jeans that you've taken a pair of garden scissors to, or are those like pre-made shorts?
They're pre-made, but I thought I'd try the cut-off denim. However, tonight we're going to an actual... I know.
There we are. I'm just trying to get a look at the legs. There they are. You can rock that look.
Thank you. I did.
My legs are too pasty for that kind of thing.
I didn't cut them off myself. Tonight it's the Sony Radio Awards,
yes.
Which is something that you've never been to before.
No, I've no idea what to expect. I've dressed like a kid going to a wedding, though, or a man going to court for it, because they said you've got to dress smart, and it's really rare that I get to wear a suit, so I had to dig this one out,
right.
And I've gone for it.
Is that your only suit?
Pretty much. I've got an old grey knitted suit, but I didn't think that was smart enough.
Oh. Now, tonight, Matt is up for a very exciting award. He's up for the Rising Star Award. For his contribution over the last year to Radio 1.
I think it's a clerical error. Yeah, it's a massive mistake, but it's probably someone else, but they've, due to a spelling mistake, I've been nominated.
I don't think so, and I reckon you could get it.
There's no way, no chance.
Why do you think that?
I'll tell you why. Because it's a public vote, okay? So people have had to go onto the internet and vote for it. Now, I'm up against, bear in mind, it's the Rising Star, okay? So I'm up against some quite well-known people. So there's me, a guy called Sarah Thompson, who does Roundhouse Radio, and a guy called Simon Conway, who's on Metro Radio, a newsreader. And then, in, I would say, sort of a rank above us, we've got Robbie Savage, the footballer. Apparently, he's very good football. I know nothing about football. Apparently, he's played for Derby.
Yeah.
And Ronnie Wood, as well.
Off the Rolling Stones.
Off the Rolling Stones. I mean, he needs the break, right? So
the
I imagine...
Rising Star Award could go to Ronnie Wood off the off
a man
of 95.
In his 70s. Yeah. So they're nominated. Now, I think Ronnie's been campaigning relatively hard, but I think his core fan base don't know how to use the internet, so that's going to be a problem for the voting.
Yeah.
But Robbie Savage, my God, he is a sportsman because he's been very competitive. In fact, he's giving away, or a company's giving away a car if he wins.
What?
So I've actually voted for him because I'd much rather have the car than an award. What's that? I made of plastic? Rubbish. Rather have a Mini Cooper. Thank you very much, Mr. Savage.
Oh, so... Well, you might still get it, despite...
I think it's very unlikely.
Despite one of the Rolling Stones campaigning heavily and despite the fact that the footballer you can win a car with.
I will take the car, though. Honestly, I'll take the car.
Yeah, I love it that you ventured enter for him. In fact, we can speak to aforementioned footballer on the phone right now. Hi, Sav.
Hi, Scott. How are you? Listen, after listening to Matt there, I hope he wins it.
Hello, Sav. You all right?
How are you, Matt?
I'm very well. We've had a bit of minor... can we call it flirtation on the internet? We've talked on Twitter in the past, right?
Yeah, we're both underdogs, mate. Ronnie Wood's got to be the favourite, hasn't he?
You reckon, Sav? I think you've got it. I think you've nailed it. I've seen all the big guns come out for you. Eamon Holmes. If the people of this country don't listen to Eamon Holmes, they're idiots.
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever Eamon says goes, generally.
But, Scott, it's a pleasure talking to you, Scott. I know you're a big fan of 606, and it's... You know,
I'm a big fan of you generally,
thanks,
Robbie Savage.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I've been looking forward to this moment for quite a while.
Robbie, can I just check, what are you wearing to this awards thing tonight?
Well, I just heard you saying about your knitted suit and all that, mate, but being the next Premiership footballer, I'm in Dolce & Banner.
Oh, okay.
And, just a quick question from me. Is your hair up or down? Because I can't decide at the moment.
What do you think, Beth?
Well, what are you going
Pigtails.
For?
Pigtails.
Well, I look like a girl either way, so it doesn't really matter.
Sort of Princess Leia, because that's quite pop, isn't it? It takes a little while.
Now, Sav, it's been an emotional week for you, of course, your last match at the weekend for Derby County.
Yeah.
And that incredible picture of you wearing those white pants and the vest and the white socks, wandering around the pitch. Where did your clothes go, please?
They went into the crowd, and the amazing thing is that people actually saying, did you have a shuttlecock down there?
not from the picture I saw.
I know, but a lot of people said, did you have an ice bath before the shot?
Oh, yeah.
It was a chilly day.
It was cold, mate, that day.
Very cold in Derby at the weekend. So, well... Hopefully we'll all get to meet up and have a little drink and a chat tonight, whatever happens.
But this is good, though, right? Because you've left football behind now. So, like, radio's what you're going to be doing now, Sav, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. How can I explain it? Radio is... I've been fortunate enough to work for Five Live and do my football show on 606. And, you know, I was in a car with somebody from Five Live early and we're discussing maybe a new contract or a contract. And I'm haggling over 50 quid.
Okay. Is that a new contract?
To be fair, I've dropped more than 50 quid running for the bus and meeting me fast.
You've left football behind now. Things are going to change.
Is that contract?
I know.
Sav, is that contract resting on you winning this award tonight?
I hope not, mate. Because listen, I've listened to you, Matt, and I think you're fantastic. If I lost to you, mate, I think it'll be fantastic. And listen, if Ronnie Wood wins it, let's be fair, he's a rising star. He's done a radio show for less than I think a year.
Yeah.
And he's very, very good, but. I think if Ronnie wins it, mate, he should give it to you.
This is like a Miss World speech, Sav.
It is a bit.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm being all an honest guy, man. That's how it is. And, you know, you're in Radio 1, that's your future. I've been a footballer and I'm new into it. And if you win it, mate, that's what you've learned. That's what you want to do. And if Ronnie Wood wins it, I think he should give it to you.
Yeah, I see. I don't know who I want to win now. Is it Sav? Is it Matt? It's definitely not the old bloke from the Rolling Stones. But he might, you know? He's been campaigning.
Scott, who are you up against in yours?
Haven't we got Ronnie Wood as well?
Yeah, Ronnie Wood.
Ronnie Wood?
Ronnie Wood also makes...
up for everything.
He also makes an appearance in Music Radio Personality of the Year, which I won last year, which I was very honoured to receive, which means it won't happen again.
Do you get to hand it on? Is there like a bit where you have to give it to Ronnie Wood?
It's not like Eurovision. Or X Factor. Oh, here we are. So, yes, Chris Moyles is also in the category, so it'll be just a nice evening. You know?
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to meeting Chris. I've only met him once on his.
Bad luck, Sav. He's in Carlisle, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in Carlisle.
Has he gone?
Has he lost interest?
I only met him once on his And I was like, oh.
The minute he heard Moyles wasn't going to be there,
I think
up.
That was all that's he was interested in.
Yeah.
Well, that just shows you what he's actually like, doesn't it? I'm joking. Nice to speak to you, Sav.
He's probably done that thing where you accidentally put your phone on mute with your cheek.
I think he ran out of credit.
I think he can probably still hear us. Do you think?
Oh, I'm silly.
He did the mute
you
thing.
You did the mute thing, didn't you, Sav?
Yeah, it's the iPhone. The mute, you press the mute. But to be fair, my nose is that big, mate. I press the mute with my nose.
I do that all the time.
Damn it, he could hear us all along. Well, it'd be nice to meet you tonight. I'm glad that you didn't put the phone down when we announced that Chris Moyles wasn't going to be there. And I really hope you get your 50 quid in your contract because you need
Thank you.
See you there, Sav.
See you, Sav.
Bye-bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. Hello, this is Scott Mills. And this is our annual We're Not Actually Here hour. Because we are here pretty much every hour, Monday to Friday, weekdays 4 till 7 on Radio 1. And normally it is live. We take our commitment to you very seriously, and we do try and be here whenever we can. But just for this hour, we're not. This is a recorded voice you're hearing, because tonight it's the Oscars of the radio world. Really not. But it is good. It's the Sony Radio Awards.
There goes your award, then.
Well, every different company says, oh, it's the Oscars of the meat world, don't they? And it's not really, because like the Oscars is like the Oscars. And this is...
What's this like?
Oh, I can't. This
go
is going to go wrong if I say that. Anyway, last year, we were very honoured to win an award. And this year, we're up for exactly the same award. So, I don't think the winner ever retains their crown, really, do they?
It's
not going to happen, is it?
No.
To be honest, I'm not a pessimist, but I'm not holding out that much hope.
We're just going for the food.
Yeah. We like a chicken dinner, and we might win. So we've got to be there, just in case.
And Zayn is nominated as well.
Zayn's up for an award tonight.
Mr. Jam.
Yep.
Matt Edmondson, who we spoke to earlier, but we haven't spoken to him yet. But by the time you hear this, we will have spoken to him.
This is all very confusing. It's making my head fizz. But a lot of Radio 1 representation tonight. And we'll be there. And we'll let you know what happens tomorrow on this show. Wah, 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 wah. No, who knows? Who knows?
The Scott Mills Daily.
So tonight, as well as a big radio award ceremony, which we're going to be at, we're going to miss our own documentary. Don't you hate that when that happens? The one that we've all spent hours working on. Well, you did. And we are not even going to hear. It's the story of Lady Gaga tonight, 9 o'clock on Radio 1. Obviously, I'm on it, reading stuff out. And all the work that Becky and Chris and lots of other people put in, you're here tonight. If you're a fan of Gaga, if you love her, if you follow her all the time, if you like download her songs as soon as they come out, if you're like the biggest fan, you always book up tickets to see her wherever she is, you will not want to miss this show tonight at 9 o'clock. It's in the lead up to Radio 1's big weekend in 5 days where she will be on in Carlisle. Tonight, 9 o'clock. Now, we've got some of the biggest stars to comment on Gaga. You'll hear all this on the show. Rav from Crime Watch.
Lady Gaga, I think, should rename herself Lady Complete Bonkers.
Billy Piper.
I like Lady Gaga.
And then some other people. Perez Hilton.
She really respects the fact that I tell her things that maybe some other folks wouldn't.
Close personal friend, obviously. And Red One.
The good thing about me and her, we are songwriters. All our songs you can play the guitar and sing.
All those people will be on the show tonight. I like it how it ranged from Rav to Perez. My friend Chris even tracked down the man who made the famous meat dress. You heard this before.
Hollywell Meats, good afternoon.
Hello, mate. My name's Chris. I'm calling from Radio 1.
Hello there.
Yeah, apparently you're the butcher that made the Lady Gaga meat dress.
I don't think we did, but I'll just ask the question in case I was off.
Chris found out that it was actually made by a butcher's in Chorley, Lancashire.
Can you ask your boss?
Lady Gaga's meat dress.
What?
Did we make Lady Gaga's meat dress? Chris from Radio 1.
Did we make
Lady Gaga's meat dress?
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't make it.
Finally, we've got an answer. We didn't.
It's just a beautifully well-hung meat. You know, I just thought it made for a beautifully rare dress, and I thought it just had the trademark of being your butcher's.
No.
It definitely wasn't you.
No.
You don't know who it was, do you? Because I'm ring... Oh.
So it wasn't them at all in the end. It was actually a man called Franz Ferdinand.
My name's Frank Fernandez. I live in Los Angeles. I'm an artist and designer, and I've worked with Lady Gaga and currently are doing the styling for the Scissor Sisters.
There he is, Frank.
I ended up doing meat shoes and meat purse.
He did it all. Meat shoes, meat purse. Oh, meat shoes!
No, meat purse is worse. That's just wrong. Why would you want that? Especially with the amount of coins you've got, sliding all around in a big pork chop.
You wouldn't be so keen to sort out my coins then,
no,
would you?
Not. Ew.
Story of Lady Gaga. Tonight at 9 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. You will love it if you're a little monster.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Just checking through Olly Murr's tweets last night, as I sometimes do. He's on tour at the moment. He's really not enjoying the sleeping on the tour bus experience. And I just don't understand why, because there's only one time I've ever kind of done something anything like that, and ever will, and that was when we did a competition on this show about, what, 5 years ago, called One Night with Laura. Laura, who was the old you, Becky. We found her a boyfriend by doing auditions, X Factor style, around the country, and we travelled to different locations to do the auditions in a big tour bus. And we had a great time. I don't know what he's on about.
Well, I guess it depends on who you've got to share with, doesn't it?
Well, there was Chappers, if you remember him, and he was snoring loudly a lot. But apart from that, I had a great time.
Were you on the top or the bottom? Because it's all in bunks, isn't it?
Sorry? Oh, I was... It was me and Laura. I was bottom, she was top.
Yeah. I think top's better, don't you?
Top's a lot better, I think. Mm. But though she did fall out one night. Anyway, cheer up, Murs. It's all fine.
Did he go around a really sharp bend?
Yeah.
But you don't... Do you sleep on it when it's moving, or do you sleep parked up?
Well, I slept on it when it was moving. No, I did.
The one that doesn't speak, saying, no, he didn't. So does that mean that in the middle of the night, you just, like, take a quick spin?
There's a couple of mornings where I was like, oh, I might just stay here.
Okay, you were sleeping during the day.
Yeah, well, it was a bit later than the one that doesn't speak and Laura. So it was brilliant. Because, like, what happens is, like, you go to sleep in Newcastle and you wake up in, like, Glasgow. It's brilliant.
You don't have to do that journey overnight, though, do you? You could just do that.
You could do it any time, but it was great for me.
Podcast.
Now, you know, I was at Eurovision at the weekend, and they had, like, the opening parties.
Oh.
And this is in Dusseldorf. So I met Blue. I saw them there.
Lovely boys.
I saw Jedward.
Lovely boys.
Lovely boys. And I saw some other people who I didn't really know. But were brilliant, including the Maltese entry, who I do want you to look out for if you're going to watch Eurovision at the weekend. He's a man called Glenn Vale, and is the campest thing you've ever seen, ever.
Really?
Yeah. But he did give me his sunglasses, which is kind of him.
Are they really camp?
Yeah. He's very funny. Also, while I was in Dusseldorf at the weekend, the lady that was kind of working with me, I hope she won't mind me saying this, he used to have a fascinating job. Now, there used to be a show on TV years ago. You might want to ask your mum or dad about this, or maybe even your gran. There was a show on, it was a BBC One, I think, and it was called That's Life. And the reason it was so massive, this show, was that part of the show involved viewers sending in vegetables that looked a little bit like body parts.
Why is this show not still on?
I know. They should
Seriously?
Bring it back in some form, because that's funny.
Rude veg. Well, not even rude veg, just like...
Yeah, mostly rude veg. And this lady was in charge of the vegetables that look like
Amazing!
Body parts. So that was her job every week.
You don't get jobs like that in the BBC anymore.
No. And the viewers would send them in.
And I can imagine on a Monday getting your post and be like, oh.
No, she was saying to me one time.
I would love that job.
What a brilliant job. One time. Have you just Googled it?
Yeah.
Yes. One time, like, she opened this envelope and someone had sent in a tomato that looked like, I don't know, whatever. And all they'd done is put BBC London on the envelope. And obviously, by the time she's opened it, the tomato's all over the place. Oh. Just splattered everywhere. Gross. But that was her job. I mean, I think she did other stuff as well, but what an incredible job to have.
Oh, can't I want that feature back?
And she was in charge of this, the vegetables that look like body parts. But the best thing about it is, she then had to get them past her boss. So he would be like, yes, that can go on TV. No, that's too rude. So she used to have a trolley and she used to wheel them up to this bloke who was her boss. And he'd go, yes, that aubergine's fine. No, that potato really isn't. We can't put that on BBC One. And he, the guy that said yes, eventually, and then they went on TV, is now the most important man at the BBC. A man called Mark Thompson, who's the director general. He's like the you can't get any higher than him. But he used to say, that aubergine looks a bit like a... but we can still put it on TV.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.